Oh, yes, we're feeling festive today. But the weather is not.
No. This isn't what you think of when you think about festivities of the Christmas variety being soggy.
It is not. We are walking out around Anna's neighbourhood with the planes overhead and a rather bright coloured umbrella.
Do you know, I never hear the planes until you come because I'm just so used to them. And then you're like, that plane? I'm like, oh gosh, yes. Oh, let's not get run over.
No.
That wouldn't be very festive.
Can you put your brolly, use your other hand to hold your brolly?
I can use my other hand.
Then we can hear what on earth you're saying.
Gosh, no one has ever said that to me before, have they?
So today we are talking the 12 days of Christmas / 12 days of body magic. We have rewritten it, 12 days of body magic, which is Slimming World's activity program, which it offers to support people who are losing weight. Why am I kind of like bending over?
I have no idea, like in a steep.
Am I taller than you? What's this?
No, I don't think you are. I was in the road and you were on the pavement.
I see. So today we are going to come up with some ideas of ways that you can kind of keep moving over the Christmas period with Christmas related activities. We have been riffing, we have been reading, we've been researching.
We've been coming up with some crazy ideas for you people.
Yes, but we are very intrigued to kind of find out what would you put as your 12 days of body magic.
Well, I think, personally, the ones we've come up with are going to be ones that people are going to be doing all around the country. I reckon we're going to get tagged in videos from everywhere, from the Highlands to, I don't know, all over the world. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a new tradition that's going to sweep the country.
So today we are walking around Anna's neighbourhood and basically we've just been a bit nosy, aren't we? Looking
yes.
at people's Christmas decorations,
do you know what?
Bright lights.
Oh, I love a bright light. I mean, I love it.
Can we just, I feel if we had to like take clips of the random statements that you make.
You make some very random ones, don't I?
Yeah, so she's Anna, by the way.
The one that likes bright lights. No, but I love watching those twinkly lights, you know, as the sun's going down. It just fills you with warmth and just seeing families in their houses. Not that I'm like peering through people's windows or anything, but you know, like, I just like lights, people. I just like lights. Do you like lights?
Well, we finally found something we have in common. Right, get the piece of paper.
Okay, I've got the piece of paper.
Of course, what we did, right, is we sat at Anna's kitchen table, planned out this podcast on a piece of paper, and now we've come out in the rain. And she's even written in pencil,
not even pen.
So if we get to the end of this episode and this piece of paper has survived, I'll be amazed.
It was my six-year-old's pencil case, okay? And it's just, didn't really think it through.
Right, but we're doing one of them now. Where is it?
Which one are we doing? I mean, we're doing many of them now. Are you talking about being active with your family and friends?
No, about walking around the neighbourhood.
Walking around the neighbourhood, spotting Christmas lights. We are number 5.
Oh, right. But that seems a bit weird because technically we're number 1.
I know. We're number 5 on my list. Okay, number 1.
Can we just have a moment, please? Right, can we just stop for a second? It's very windy, so I apologise for the wind. That's not the Bristol sprouts. Let's just reset for a moment. Number 1... is doing exactly what we're doing today.
It is.
Which is walking around your neighbourhood. Let's see where I live. There is a really fancy neighbourhood.
There is
actually
here.
It's not where I live.
No.
I just want to clarify.
Yeah, but it's close by.
Couldn't afford a long drive
Is it like Home Alone lights?
It totally is,
yes.
Right? And so me and Matt have plans that we're going to go for a little run around that neighbourhood just so we can just go and look like we're doing activity.
Yes.
But actually what we're doing is...
You've gone quick
just
gander.
Aspirational gazing.
Do you know what? And there is nothing wrong with a bit of aspirational gazing because, think about it, I know the route I can do around my neighbourhood that is 10,000 steps. Imagine if you got out and you just to look at the Christmas decks, how quickly those steps would clock up. Have a little chat with your mates, you know, take your kids out, your dog out, and you could get in a good few miles in just gazing at the lights, getting some good pictures.
Yeah, so that was a very easy day one
yes.
of the Christmas 12 days of body magic. 12 days of Christmas body magic.
A little
Christmas
walk.
Body magic.
Christmas body magic. A little walk and a little light.
Right, number 2. Anna's just written song. So I think we can remember what this is.
What is this, Claire? Can you remember? Because I can remember vividly.
Hang on, we're just navigating around a van and a lamppost with an umbrella that we're sharing. And it's this very small umbrella. Should we take a right?
Should we take a right?
Let's take a right.
So this one is have a little kind of listen to a Christmas song or any song you like.
Favorite Christmas song.
And
what's yours?
I don't think I can. You don't know what it is straight away.
No, not favorite Christmas song.
I've got an issue with Christmas songs, but we'll talk about that another time. What's yours?
I mean, the moment that I hear.
Wow. Christmas.
The moment I hear Mariah Carey say that
Yes.
That's when Christmas starts.
I like.
It reminds me when I used to play ukulele in a band in Manchester, and we were playing at a Christmas market. And me and a bunch of guys who were in their 60s all just let rip singing Mariah Carey. And it was such a great moment.
You see, they can fill you with such joy, can't they? So you'd find your favourite Christmas song and then you'd pick the word. Say the word Christmas, Santa, sleigh bells ring.
Present.
You would set yourself a target to say, every time you hear the word Santa, you've got to do 10 lunges. The word you hear present, you've got to do 4 squats. So by the end of the song, you have done a full HIIT workout, basically, but you've had fun. It may be the longest song you've ever played because you may need to pause to do said activity. Otherwise, you're going to be missing the words, aren't you?
Or, I suppose, if there were a few of you, like friends or family, get together, you could give each other of you a different word. And when your word comes up, you have to do your move.
Like your thing. Yes, this could be good. So, Dad is Santa, Mum is sleigh bell, whatever it is. Yes, that could be quite fun, couldn't it? Imagine those people listening that drink. That could just turn into a whole different game, couldn't it? So yeah, but a great way to get some activity in without even realizing you're doing it.
Okay, number two, chances are you may have been invited to a party or two. You may be popping out on the on the town, as they say. Oh, can't even walk in a straight line and I'm sober. Can't walk around the block. So party, what have you put? Party boogie.
Yes. So, you know, you're out with your workmates, your girlfriends, your family, whatever. Getting down and dancing to all those great tunes that are going to come on. Girls, I always swap from a high heel to a flat shoe or even go barefoot so I can throw some shapes. But I don't know about you, you can work off some serious calories throwing yourself around the dance floor.
You can, can't you? Yeah. I mean, recently I've been doing some of the club size or Zumba classes at my local gym, and I end up burning more calories doing that than I do when I go for my park run.
It's crazy, isn't it? But you're having such a good time doing it.
Why are you making me walk in the mud?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sidestep
it. I was trying to be like careful and not put you in the road.
What's the next one?
The next one is
strike a pose. We couldn't come up with a name for this, could we?
No, but I think this is a good one. Striker pose. Do you want to explain what it is?
I shamelessly stole it from a Slimming World article, also called 12 Days of Christmas Fitness or something.
It's all right. I think they're okay with us doing that, you know.
Let's just take it down a step.
Okay.
Striker pose. Christmas can often be a time full of stress. There's so many things to think about. How many ovens? Who are you coming? You've got to see the in-laws. You don't really even like them. You've got to go to the work's Christmas party, but you don't even like your job. It's so stressful sometimes. You forgot to buy a present for the person in your family that you don't really like, but you know you've got to buy them a present.
Is the toy? Is
you forgot to post your Christmas cards and the posting date is gone.
Oh my God, you've got to take the turkey out of the freezer and it's going to be raw.
Right? There's all these different things. So how about take a little moment. Don't get a plane.
I just snorted live on air.
Snorted? Live?
Live.
She's live, people. We're just waiting for this plane to go over because this is killing my little moment where I'm like trying to do the chill out. Go straight on this time.
Okay.
Just wait for that to go. Can you hurry up, please?
It's a big one as well.
Yes, so what you also need to plan in is a bit of you time, a bit of de-stressing. And we're thinking that perhaps stretching or yoga could be the thing to do. Limber up. You know, when it's cold, sometimes you feel a bit stiff. My back aches. My knee hurts when it's cold, that kind of thing. So there are yoga videos as part of the Slimming World members area and the activity videos.
Is there
a yoga class that you can go to? Plan it in so that you know that you can have just an hour of zen.
Just some chill time to let those festive worries melt away.
And then on to the next one.
Which is Santa Dash.
Yes,
Christmas pudding throw.
There's park runs where you can dress up. There are Santa dashes. If you don't have any clue what this is, it's basically people dress up as either Christmas pudding, Santa, elves, and go running, or walking, or jogging,
or cycling, or whatever means of transportation you feel you need to do to get your limbs moving. You could partake.
Didn't you say that there was like a naked Santa cycle?
There is, and I very unexpectedly encountered 946, it was reported, naked Santas in Manchester city centre one year. I've never slept well since, but yes, there are many things. We're talking about the fully clothed version though, Claire, aren't we?
Did you ding their bell?
I didn't ding anyone's bell. I ran into the nearest shop and hid. I just wasn't expecting it. You know when you've just been
the confidence to do that. I mean, I don't really like other people seeing my body.
I mean, I'm just thinking
about
the cold.
And in daylight.
And just on a bike. No. I'm not about being naked at the best of times.
Sometimes they wear pants, though.
Not these ones, Claire. There were no pants. No pants. Well, not the ones I saw.
Okay, well, Santa Dash, anyway. Stay on message. Yeah. Or naked Santa cycle. Yeah. Whatever you wish to do. Don't send us photos if you do that.
No, please don't. Should we go to something a little more sedate? And that is getting a gym workout, a winter workout in the gym while it's quiet, because we know the gyms go mental in January. Get the gym workout in December and have some chill time, you know. Maybe put on a nice Christmas movie while you're on the Stairmaster. Listen to your favourite podcast, hint, hint, while you're on the treadmill or something like that. And just take in the warmth of the gym.
I think sometimes they can be in the January when lots of people are there. If you're not feeling that confident, it can feel a bit overwhelming that there's just so many people. So if you look at going in December when it's a bit quieter, maybe you can get some free passes or just try a couple of different gyms in your local area whilst, you know, it's a bit quieter, so you get more time to spend with some of the personal trainers or
the
coaches.
Yeah, get to play with the machines, because that was always my thing. Felt really intimidated going into a busy gym and not knowing what buttons to press on the treadmill. Actually, when it's dead quiet, you can go and try everything, and so come January, you know what you're doing. Like that idea. Our next one is activity videos with your family while dressed up in matching Christmas jumpers or pyjamas.
Well, see, this I had seen on the internet, that people choreograph a dance with their family wearing matching outfits, I guess for things like TikTok. But we had an idea that if you're not necessarily a choreographer...
Yeah.
Choreographer. Then actually you can use in your members area the Slimming World activity videos, put one of those on the telly, put your phone in front of the telly, and then you can just film yourselves doing
so
it all at the same time, which is basically what me and Anna have done a few times on our Instagram.
I mean, but can you imagine Grandma Hilda, Uncle Bert, the kid? Can you imagine how much fun that could be?
It'd be a nightmare to try and film in portrait mode, though, wouldn't it?
Oh my God, can you imagine? But just, you know, getting active and just, you know, having having some fun. You know, I think Christmas can be, or the run-up can be, about lots of food and about lots of booze in some cases. But actually having fun away from the food and the booze and having a good old giggle.
And if you're a Slimming World member, then it is included in your membership.
Yeah.
It doesn't come at an extra cost.
No. It's there, and there's so many different ones. And you can do seated ones, can't you? You can take them slow, you can take them fast. So whatever anybody needs is there to be taken.
What else have we got then?
Musical chores. We've got vigorous hoovering. And what was the other one, Claire?
I needed to come up with some kind of pun with the word elf. So the best I could come up with was shelf stacking.
So you
could sort your pantry out.
I like this. But you know what? A good vigorous hoover, a cleaning of the bathroom. You can get some real, you know, energy burn by going away and doing that cleaning.
Well, and you know, when you're putting music on, you're blasting the music out, that can also help keep your energy up.
Definitely.
Which is probably a lot better than what we're currently doing. As you can hear, the rain is so loud on Anna's umbrella. But the unicorn umbrella is doing as well.
It is beautiful, my unicorn umbrella. We are going to do another loop of the neighbourhood, aren't we? And maybe this is a good time to talk about being active with your family and friends. Rather than opening the selection box, think about, what can I do with my mates that's active? perspective. Can I go and walk around the city centre and look at the lights? Can I go to a lovely forest and go on a walk? Can I get the kids out on their scooters and put some tinsel around them? What could you do with your family and friends to get you active?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of time, the things we do at Christmas are very sedentary. They're yes. inside, they're sat down, they involve sitting and eating or drinking. So how do you kind of break that cycle and shake it up? Maybe you could meet your friends, I don't know, like you say, at a local park, or even like say a National Trust house.
Ooh,
or
nice.
Something. You know, yeah. spend your money on that rather than lots and lots of food and sins. And I think also when you move it away from activity, then there isn't that pressure of, oh, go on, just have one, it won't hurt you.
Yes.
Those kind of conversations.
Totally. And I think so many people really do want to get out and about, but actually might not be the first one to say it because they think everybody else wants to sit in and, you know, fester. But actually saying to your mates, come on, let's go out. It'd be so nice to get a nice crisp bit of fresh air, can't it?
Yeah, what else?
Next up is retail therapy. Again, this could be a retail therapy with a farmer's carry. Do you want to explain what a farmer's carry is?
Well, farmer's carry, when you do like weightlifting and things, is when you kind of have two weights, a weight in each hand, and you just walk around with it.
Yeah.
So, and it's a bit like, imagine if you were carrying your shopping bags. So I was thinking for that, that maybe the retail therapy
is a good way to go. Yeah. And again, you would be surprised how many steps you can do going out Christmas shopping. I did 4 hours the other day and clocked in over 7,000 steps and no money in my bank account at the end of it. So yeah, it can be a great way to get out and get active.
Get some bargains, get in the sales.
Oh, but remember, it's not a good bargain if you hadn't intended to buy it. Just because it's in the sale doesn't mean you need it. That's what my husband always tells me. Our next one is, let's get a family Christmas sports day going. Let's have a sprout and spoon race. Let's get maybe Twister out, have a bit of fun, get some family competitiveness going, and you know, get moving. It could be that you want to go and do it outside. It could be, you know, you move the chairs around in the lounge and you have a bit of fun and, you know, get moving rather than just sitting.
The sprout and spoon race just cracked me up. Oh my goodness.
Can you imagine how competitive that could get?
But this is what we should have done.
Oh, we didn't think this through,
did we? We did a summer sports day a few months ago.
The hottest day of the year.
Yeah, it's very different how it is
yeah.
today. So much that the lipstick melted.
Do you remember?
And
we had
our measuring equipment
yes.
didn't work. Way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, get me out of the sun. But again, how much fun could this be, you know? Grandma Hilda, like I was talking about, she might be, you know, the first on the Twister board, or, you know, Bert might have that Brussels sprout on the spoon. But again, think about the memories of the laughter you could create with that.
Well, I also saw one that was like using things like toilet rolls,
yeah?
empty toilet roll or empty kitchen roll, and creating like your own indoor hockey tournament. I mean,
the
ideas
like
online
that.
Were quite extensive of what to use, because there's obviously like a lot of paper and waste
yes,
and things.
Yes.
So, or boxes. So,
love
how could
that.
You incorporate those?
Yes. Daisy likes to be moved around in an indoor sledge in a cardboard box over Christmas. So I have done laps of the lounge.
Still, she got a bit
oh my
big
god,
for that.
She loves a cardboard box, does my kid. Yeah, 6.5
She's
and
a cheap
cardboard.
Date.
Well, you buy the expensive present and then she goes to the cardboard box. But again, thinking about those fun things that you could do with what you've got. Do you know what I mean? I was listening to someone who was using their gin bottles as weights. So there's all sorts to be going on, isn't there? Twiglet flicking. There could be the Twiglet Flicking Olympics. Okay, shall I move on to our final one?
Our final day 12 of Christmas
yes,
body magic.
Which is the ad break blitz challenge. So what could you do in the Christmas ads? Could it be a few squats? Could it be doing something like some lunges? Could it be some star jumps? What could it be? Could it be some, you know, arm press up, push ups, you know?
Well, we had this idea that you can maybe set your own challenges. So if you have like a little tally maybe on the wall
yeah.
and you have like, I don't know, a move like squats or something,
yeah.
how many can you do over the course of like
can you imagine
the week
the festive
or something?
Period? Because if you sat down watching
it's too tempting to fast forwards these days, isn't it?
Yeah, my bladder's not strong enough for fast forward. I need that 3 minutes. But again, it's doing things where you probably wouldn't, and swapping it out could have such a big impact, couldn't it?
I suppose the ethos behind that is about kind of moving a little, like kind of little and often, because
yeah.
previously, what's going on? Be quiet! Oh, there's two. There's another one really high up in the sky as well. Previously, what I've done is I've kind of gone all and out for maybe 2 days, and then I've sat under nothing, and my lower back aches.
The
sofa is shaped into like my bum cheeks, and I suppose this is like kind of just moving a little bit often.
Yeah.
So the idea, like, you know, reminders to move is what a popular smartwatch has, that you want, it wants you to do at least 250 steps every hour.
Yeah, well, we know that recent study came out that inactivity is as big a killer as smoking. So again, trying to be more active wherever you can is going to be so beneficial to your health.
Yeah. Well, over the next few weeks, we will be talking about Christmas strategies. We'll obviously be doing some support around if you need any help in terms of resetting when it comes to January. We're going to be here for you. We're still doing podcasts every single week, even through Christmas and New Year. For the members, anyway, every other week on the public platforms. But every week, if you're a Slimming World member, you can find us on the app.
And you can come and watch our crazy antics over on the Slimming World podcast on Instagram. I'm soggy.
That was a great sell.
Yeah, wasn't it? Over on the Slimming World podcast on Instagram, you will see our crazy rays.
So send us some pictures, some ideas of what you're getting up to over the festive period. You can email us, by the way, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. You can Instagram us as well, @slimmingworldpodcast. And don't forget, if you are a Slimming World member, then there is the Body Magic Essentials tab, which is on the app. It's in your Slimming World members area if you prefer to use a laptop or a proper big computer.
Or PC.
And go and explore that, you know. You'll have lots of different things going on, but if you can keep active and help, you know, continue supporting your weight loss where you're at so far.
Brilliant.
Why wouldn't you?
Just a little note as well, Body Magic Awards. If you are just getting started, we've got our Magic Mover, and then you can make your all the way through from Magic Mover right up to Platinum. So don't forget to get logging on the app.
Yeah, imagine in December, if you could finish December with a Body Magic Award for the first time, like bronze or silver, take 4 weeks to complete.
Oh, there you go. There's a little challenge for you, isn't there?
So don't wait till January. Get started today. That is our ethos.
Exactly.
And we're off to go and find a sprout and a spoon.
I'm off for a brew and a dry down.
Have a great few weeks. Enjoy prepping for a brilliant Christmas and New Year. Keep working on you and keep moving.
Bye for now.